Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now we turn our attention to the top female players in the world who are battling to win the Chevron Championship down at the Woodlands in Texas. And Steve Eubanks, best-selling author, award-winning golf writer, and a huge supporter of women's golf through the years, longtime friend, joins me. Steve, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, thank you again for having me, Ann. It's great to be with you.
So you are at the Chevron Championship, and Nelly Korda is the story. And I know they had to resume third-round play this morning, and looks like she is 3-under through 13 holes, still a 10-under overall, one shot back. Tell me what's going on down there.
Well, we had the first 3 days, it was what you would expect in Houston. Hot, humid. We had people were putting on sunscreen and bug spray. Then we had storms blow through yesterday afternoon. They were pretty severe. In fact, they were so severe we had to evacuate everyone from various tents, including the media center.
Wow.
Kudos to all of the staff there at the Chevron Championship who really kept everybody safe, moved them indoors, moved them off the property, got everything situated for these storms that blew through. This morning, it's cold. And it's, everybody's out there playing in jackets, and the wind's going to pick up, going to be about 20 miles an hour later on today. So, it's going to be a challenge, and I couldn't think of a better way to have a championship Sunday. You've got names at the top of the leaderboard that everyone knows. Brooke Henderson went out and shot a 64. That's the lowest round in a Chevron Championship history since it moved to Carlton Woods. And if she were to win, she would become one of only 3 active players to win 3 different major championships. Anna Nordqvist has done it, and Angie Chun has done it. But Brooke is really on fire right now. But, of course, Nelly Korda is the story that everybody is talking about, trying to win her 5th in a row, including a major. I think that would be transcend certainly women's golf and perhaps even women's sports and put her on some front pages.
Awesome. And I just love watching her play. I mean, she just crushes the ball off the tee. Beautiful fundamentals. Just watching her swing, it looks perfect to me. And her speed control on the greens, Steve.
It is amazing.
It's so great to watch.
I got to tell you, if you got some golfers out there and you want to model a golf swing, don't go to anybody on the PGA Tour. You're not that athletic. Go to Nelly Korda. Watch that golf swing. It is amazing. It is as fundamentally sound, perhaps, as any that has ever been. We used to always say Mickey Wright had the perfect golf swing. I'm not sure it isn't Nelly Korda now.
Well, this year's purse at the Chevron Championship is $7.9 million. That is up more than 50% from last year's, which is crazy, right? The winner will get $1.2 million. The runner-up will get $663,000. I don't like to focus all on money, but for the women, this is huge. Even the 65th player will make some good coin, right? So
yeah.
How does this prize money compare to when you first started covering women's golf?
Oh, it's not even close. I mean, when I first came out, you know, they were struggling to have any sponsors at all. I mean, the number of events was plummeting, and the ones who were in, you were lucky if you got $1 million purse overall. Not first place prize, the total purse was $1 million. Well, now we're looking at 7 times that in our major championships. And, you know, it just continues to grow at every level across the board. I couldn't be higher on the LPGA as a product right now and on women's golf in general. I think sponsors are beginning to realize that it's been undervalued for decades, and they're coming out in droves.
Well, let me ask you this. With the TV ratings, the spike in women's college hoops, obviously Caitlin Clark playing when the ratings were through the roof, and the popularity, as you mentioned, the focus on women's sports growing overall, do you think that enthusiasm has helped the LPGA? Does it spill over a little bit? I mean, maybe give us a status report on the progress with the women's professional golf.
Well, look, it hasn't hurt. Anytime a women's sport is in the news and people start to, you know, that it attracts eyeballs, that's a positive for all women's sports across the board. But in our case, we've seen steady growth. This hasn't been, you know, a unicorn where Caitlin Clark came in and everybody started paying attention. This growth began really 6 or 7 years ago and has only accelerated in the last 3 years. So I think that, you know, when you look at the overall numbers, the ratings, the, you know, the sponsorships, the number of events, the number of purses that are well over 5 million now, those things have all been steady growth and you know, continue to increase. So I think we're on the right trajectory, and people just love the sport. They love the product.
How about TV coverage? I still feel it's difficult to find TV coverage of many of the women's tournaments, Steve.
You know, in some instances, you're correct. And, well, I mean, you could find the third round right now. It's on ESPN Plus. They have featured groups out there. So those final 2 groups, which is the ones that you really want to see, they're being covered. So you'll be able to tune in and watch them until they're completed. Then you'll have feature group coverage for round 4, as well as the round resuming at 2 p.m. On NBC. So we do have some network coverage. Look, I'm not going to tell you it's great. It's better. It's better than it has been. But always, always, exposure matters. The more network television you get, the more times you're on, you know, broadcast television as opposed to cable. Those are all factors in generating a fan base. And I wish it was greater than it is, but it is better now than it has been.
And, you know, tournaments like the Augusta National Women's AM, which is televised nationally, that's huge. And I know Lottie Wode is playing in this Chevron Championship, and she's at +1, it looks like, through 15 right now, 3 under overall. But that helps as well. These young amateur women become household names by playing in the Augusta National Women's AM.
Sure. People tune in to see Augusta National, and voila, they are getting to see some really good golf from some amateur women. So, that generates a level of enthusiasm and, oh my goodness, Lottie Wode, I've never heard of this person, and she just had this great week at Augusta National, sighting birdie 17 and 18 to win the thing. How dramatic. People, that has carryover effect. People are going to watch the next week when she's playing in a major. So all of these little things generate more fan interest and more eyeballs, which is what drives the product.
I figured Lydia Ko would be contending here. She started out well. Let's see. She's at 5 under overall for the championship. So right now she's 6 shots back. She's at -1 through 16. How's Lydia looking?
Still great. I mean, look, I actually walked around with her a couple of rounds just to see how her game shaped up. Lydia is a lot longer now than we remember her being when she first came out. A lot of it has to do with the fact that she's older now. She's stronger. She's matured and developed in a way that generates a lot more speed. She was keeping up with Minji Lee and some other players that you think of as being quite long. So I'm high on the fact that she is likely going to win again this year, and when she does, that will qualify her for the LPGA Hall of Fame. By far the most difficult Hall of Fame to get in. And you know, I'm just excited about that prospect because she's such a wonderful human being.
And give us an update on Lexi Thompson. I know she did not make the cut. She was missing fairways. It's her fourth missed cut, Lexi Thompson, in her last five starts at the majors, Steve. What's going on with Lexi?
Injury. But Lexi has a right wrist injury. Mm-hmm. And look, the thing about it is when you have a joint injury, it can be a thumb, it can be a finger, it can be a wrist. You know, when you hit a golf ball, that jars you. And, you know, it's sort of like getting hit with a cattle prod. I mean, the electricity goes up through your arm, and it's painful. The only way to resolve that is rest. In Lexi's case, you know, there may be some treatment involved, but you're not going to be able to go out and practice and play. So she has to pick a time in which she can walk away from the game for a period of time and completely heal. We're not sure when she's going to do that. But when she does, she'll be back.
Well, Nelly Korda is the one to watch. Right now, she is one shot back through 13 holes. And I saw Nancy Lopez down there. And Nancy, of course, won five straight her rookie season back in 78. It was great to see Nancy and Anikas playing in another event down there. And, you know, what would the impact be if Nelly Korda, Steve, could win today? Five straight.
Well, I think it would be, you know, it would certainly be nationwide news, if not worldwide news. I remember when Nancy won five in a row. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She was on the front.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Page of the New York Times, not the front page of the sports section. She was on the front page. I'm not sure that women's golf will now generate that kind of coverage and exposure. It's just too fractured a media environment, but it will certainly have a huge impact.
Steve Eubanks, thank you so much. Enjoy the final round of the Chevron Championship. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thanks, Ann. Great to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.